Let me now move on to what I talked about last week. Was it last week? When I talked about the possibility of extending the gap between dose one and dose two, I explained that at that time, if I may recap, the earlier phase of vaccination so far, we have been focusing on people who need it the most, vulnerable groups, as well as those on our front lines. And we give them two doses, give them maximum protection. Now that we move on to younger groups, there is merit to think about how to do it differently, giving priority to first dose so that we cover as many of our population or as big a proportion of our population as possible. So the expert committee on COVID-19 vaccination has studied this, and they have assessed that the maximum interval between the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines could be extended up to 8 weeks to maximize vaccine coverage without materially impacting the eventual overall immune response, as long as the second dose is eventually administered. This conclusion corroborates with the data from the original mRNA trials, which has been bolstered recently by emerging information from real-world observations, lab studies, as well as simulations. The approach of prioritizing first dose vaccinations has also been adopted by other countries, such as the United Kingdom, as well as Germany. We will therefore expedite access to vaccines for more people, given our supplies, by extending the interval between the first and second vaccine doses, which is now 3 to 4 weeks. We will extend it to 6 to 8 weeks. And this will apply to vaccination registrations that occur from tomorrow. Maybe if I were just roughly explain how this works. Intuitively is this. Every time you give someone a vaccine for the first dose, 3 weeks later, if you are taking Pfizer, they will be back to take the second dose. When you extend it, basically that demand is pushed back by another 3, 4, 5 weeks, which means you free up that dosage for that day for more people to take the first dose. And that's how it works. And the end point is the same, which is to at the end, everyone will get their two doses. But now we prioritize giving out more first doses early and then more second doses later. Yeah, end point is actually the same. The difference is that we are trying to, instead of having a good number of people getting maximum protection, we make sure we get the maximum number of people get good protection. Yeah. In Chinese, 以其好一些人得到最多的保护, 倒不如给最多的人得到一些好的保护. Yeah. So I think that is the shift in the priority. So let me assure everyone, the second dose will be given. It's just that we push it back from 3 to 4 weeks to 6 to 8 weeks. Second is that the first dose is effective based on international studies, based on the opinion of our immunologists, based on the expert opinion of our expert committee. And it is also done in other countries such as UK and Germany, who also prioritize first dose, and it worked very well for them. And those who have already booked your appointment for your second dose, rest assured, it will not be affected. However, amongst those who have booked but volunteer to push back your second dose appointment so that that dose can be given to someone else for their first dose, please do so. You can call our vaccination call center. The number is a 1-800 number. It's 1-800-333 then 9999. Okay? So you can do that, and you will do another Singaporean a favor. So with that, we will expect in May, for the rest of May, we will be able to vaccinate another 300,000 individuals, first dose. In June, 700,000 Singaporeans, or 700,000 individuals, first dose. And July, 1.3 million individuals, first dose. Altogether, we will be able to reach 4.3 million vaccinated individuals by end of July. Status quo, we would have reached 3.9 million. But with this new strategy of prioritizing first dose, we will reach 4.3 million. So 400,000 more individuals will be vaccinated. It also means if all goes smoothly, sometime in August, about 4.7 million individuals will be covered by vaccination, at least one dose. This will substantively cover all our eligible population, almost all our eligible population.